Friends, World Class Manufacturing, Chapter Number 7. The name of the chapter is Total Productive Maintenance, TPM. TPM, Total Productive Maintenance. Total Productive Maintenance, TPM, is a strategy that operates according to the idea that everyone in a facility should participate in maintenance rather than just the maintenance team. Everyone in the facility, including operator, including supervisor, including planning engineer, everyone in a facility should participate in maintenance rather than just the maintenance team. Very clear. This approach uses the skills of all employees and seeks to incorporate maintenance into the everyday performance of a facility. The performance means production, quantity, quality, everything. Maintenance is not overhead. Maintenance is a very prime, important operation. So, in TPM, we say that maintenance is very important and everyone in the manufacturing facility should participate in maintenance. TPM is a holistic approach to equipment maintenance, because our equipment has to be effective, has to be efficient. Holistic approach to equipment maintenance that strives to achieve perfect production. No breakdowns, no defects, no accidents. That is total equipment effectiveness. TPM emphasizes proactive and preventive maintenance. What is proactive? Before the machine breaks down, we keep on doing the preventive maintenance as per a scheduled thing. TPM emphasizes proactive and preventive maintenance. What people normally do is they keep on running the machine till it breaks down. No. This is not the idea. Idea is proactive. That means before even anything happens, forget any breakdown, but even vibration, noise, before anything like that happens, we do our preventive maintenance, proactive maintenance to maximize the operational efficiency of the equipment. It blurs the distinction between roles of production. What is role of production? I will do my production figure. Maybe it is 1,100 per shift. I don't bother about machine. I will produce my 1100. No, that is not the idea. My responsibility is to make 1,100 parts in that shift. Plus, my responsibility is to also look after the lubrication of the machine, looks after the vibration, etc., whether any prediction like that is happening. I should understand what machine is telling me. Anything vibration is happening, any noise is happening, anything is happening which is not wanted by me. So I should tell it to the supervisor. I should tell it to the maintenance people. My responsibility is not only to make production. My responsibility is like mother looks after the child. The worker, production worker, is like mother. And the machine is like child. It blurs the distinction between the roles of production and maintenance by placing a strong emphasis on empowering operators to help maintain their equipment. That means they have to make production also. They have to make quality also. But quality will come only if the machine is in good condition, is it not? So, he has to also look after this aspect. In the right environment, this can be very effective in improving productivity. Definitely, if the machine doesn't stop, if the machine runs as it is required in proper speed, etc., proper quality, reducing cycle times, eliminating defects, then it will be really effective in improving productivity. TPM is equipment maintenance performed on a company-wide basis. In order for an organization to function properly, every running process, every running activity and resource should be properly maintained for their quality, for effectiveness, and other productivity factors. This we were already forgetting when we started our career. Then slowly we learned that if every machine is maintained properly, then only our productivity will improve. Maintenance was earlier regarded as a non-profit activity by the traditional management methodologies. TPM puts a brake on it with the emphasis on TPM. Downtime for maintenance has become an integral part of the manufacturing or production process itself. Downtime. I don't want any downtime for my machine. Then only just-in-time production will come. Now, maintenance events are properly scheduled for preventive maintenance and executed with organized plans. Please, I will read this sentence again. Maintenance events are properly scheduled as preventive maintenance activity and executed with organized plans. By practicing TPM, organizations can avoid unexpected interruptions to production, definitely, and avoid unscheduled maintenance, breakdown maintenance, all that we can avoid. TPM is a system of maintaining and improving the integrity of production and quality systems through the machines, equipment, processes, and employees that add business value to the organization. And business value is added to the organization. One of the main objectives of TPM is to increase the productivity of the plant, productivity of the equipment with a modest investment in maintenance. By investing in equipment maintenance, equipment losses can be definitely prevented, which you will definitely agree with me. There are six preventable losses. Breakdown losses due to equipment failure. Setup and adjustment losses, we have discussed in SMED. Minor stoppage losses. Speed losses, because machine is supposed to run at a given speed. For example, 8 second cycle time. But it is unable to maintain that speed. That's why cycle time has to be improved, increased from 8 seconds to maybe 11 seconds. So it runs in a lower speed. Quality defects, rework losses. Why rework losses? Because of the quality defect. Then yield losses. So all this is preventable losses. We can improve the yield. We can improve the quality. We can increase the speed. All that we can do. With increasing robotization and automation, it might be more appropriate to say that quality depends on equipment. Productivity, cost, inventory, safety and health, production output as well as quality, all depends on equipment. Very, very clearly to be understood. All things depend on equipment efficiency. We see equipment for automation such as robot and unmanned production. We also see equipment for With increasing robotization and automation, it might be more appropriate to say that quality depends on equipment. Productivity, cost, inventory, safety and health, production output as well as quality, all depends on equipment. Please. Please understand this. We see equipment for automation, such as robots and unmanned production. We also see equipment for super precise processing of micron-sized objects and processing that requires proper speeds, pressures, temperatures, challenging current technology. Increased automation and unmanned production will not do away with the need for human labor. Maintenance depends heavily on humans. No doubt on that. Automated and technologically advanced equipment require skills beyond the competition of the average maintenance worker or supervisor. TPM organizes all staff from management to production line workers that supports sophisticated production facilities. The primary goals of TPM are zero breakdowns, zero defects. When breakdowns and defects are eliminated, equipment operation rates improve, costs are reduced, inventory can be minimized, and as a consequence, labor productivity increases, labor efficiency increases. Of course, results cannot be achieved overnight. Typically, it takes an average of 3 years from the introduction of TPM to achieve prize-winning results. In the early stages of TPM, the company must bear additional expense of restoring equipment to the proper condition. For example, we have to start the TPM in our factory. First of all, we have to recondition our older machines. Bring the equipment to the proper condition, educate people about the equipment, all that preparation we have to do. The actual cost depends on the quality of the equipment. Maybe the equipment is of bad quality, so we have to restore that quality. And the quality of maintenance. As productivity increases, however, these costs are quickly replaced by profits. For this reason, TPM is often referred to as profitable PM. What is PM? Is the productive maintenance. Old attitude was, I operate, you fix. I means production operator. My job is to make production. Machine breakdown, you fix it. Then, I fix, you design. Maintenance fellow was telling, my job is to repair the machine. My job is not to design. You design. I design, you operate. Well, what designer was telling? My job is to do design, you operate. Operate worker. This was the old attitude. What is TPM attitude? We are all responsible for our equipment. Like mother is responsible for that child. We are all responsible as a team for our equipment. TPM originated in Japan in the 1950s by Saichi Nakajima to support the country's industry as Japan sought to recover from World War II. Originally called productive maintenance, it aimed to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of manufacturing machines. TPM gained traction in the 1960s as it began to combine the concepts of autonomous maintenance. What is autonomous maintenance? I am the production worker. It is my responsibility to look after the machine. Autonomous maintenance. And operator-driven maintenance. That means I will do myself the lubrication, which aimed to involve all employees in repairing their equipment. If the machine is under breakdown, it is not only maintenance department's activity to repair it, but it is responsibility of all employees in repairing the equipment rather than depending exclusively on maintenance people. Very, very, very clear. The PM Award. What is PM? Productive maintenance. preventive maintenance. The PM award was established in 1971 by Japanese Institute of Plant Maintenance, JIPM, Japanese Institute of Plant Maintenance, to honor companies that have made significant breakthroughs in production management. Nippon Denso, a Japanese automobile parts manufacturer, was the first to get this award for implementing a thorough TPM program. Later, the JIPM expanded on the TPM concept, adding 8 pillars that covered all aspects of manufacturing, such as safety, quality, cost reduction. TPM has since become a widely used approach to maintenance management, with many firms worldwide implementing its concepts into their maintenance operations. TPM has expanded beyond its basic focus on manufacturing machinery to include all forms of physical assets, including equipment, buildings, infrastructure. As new technologies and business processes are continually being developed, it continues to evolve and adapt with the key principles of TPM staying focused on improving assets. The PM Award was established in 1971 by the Japanese Institute of Plant Maintenance. As new technologies and business processes are continuously being developed, it continues to evolve and adapt with the key principles of TPM staying focused on improving assets. Quality products, production without reducing the product's quality, lower maintenance cost, increased production, fewer equipment breakdowns, reduction in casualties, that is safety. JIPM has split the key phrase in three parts. Total, productive, maintenance. What is total? Involve all employees in the maintenance process at all levels. Productive means optimum utilization of available resources. Maintenance, keeping the plant and equipment always in good condition. JIPM has also developed 8 pillars to achieve zero breakdowns, accidents, and defective products. The first principal feature of TPM, total effectiveness or profitable preventive maintenance or profitable productive maintenance, is also emphasized in predictive and productive maintenance. Predictive means machine is running, but it is creating noise, it is creating vibration. Something is going on which is not wanted. So I predict that the machine is running but has some problems. I stop the machine and I predict that there is going to be some bigger problem, and then I repair the machine. So predictive maintenance. The second feature, total maintenance system, is another concept first introduced during the productive maintenance area. It establishes a maintenance plan for the equipment's entire lifespan and includes maintenance prevention, that is preventive maintenance. Maintenance prevention, which is pursued during the equipment design stages only. Once equipment is assembled, a total maintenance system requires preventive maintenance, that is PM, and maintainability improvement, and that is MI. The last feature, autonomous maintenance. This is very important in TPM. Autonomous maintenance by operators. Operators are doing the initial maintenance. Small group activities is unique to TPM. It is very unique. Earlier, in our beginning of our career, maintenance was being done only by the maintenance operators. Production operators were neglecting it. No, TPM says autonomous maintenance by operators. Japanese style PM or TPM, particularly autonomous maintenance by operators. If a company is already practicing productive maintenance, TPM can be adopted easily by adding autonomous maintenance by operators to the existing system. If a company has not yet implemented preventive or productive maintenance, however, a sudden shift from breakdown maintenance to TPM will be extremely difficult. In many companies, we see that they don't bother about preventive maintenance. Nothing is known to them. It is only breakdown maintenance. So if they are having only breakdown maintenance in their company, TPM will be extremely difficult. But it is not impossible. So essentials of TPM are self-maintained workplace. This is my workplace. This is my child. I am the mother of this child. Self-maintained workplace. Elimination of 6 big losses. Zero breakdowns. Zero defects. Optimal life of the equipment. Optimal life of the tools. Optimum availability of tools. Self-improvement, zero accidents, short production development time, low machine life cost, productivity in indirect departments also. So these are the pillars of TPM. Autonomous maintenance, planned maintenance, that is preventive maintenance, quality integration in the production, focused improvement, early equipment management, training and education, safety, health and environment, and TPM in administration also. The 8 pillars of TPM are mostly focused on proactive and preventive techniques for improving equipment reliability. Step 2, restore equipment to prime operating condition. This we have discussed already, that if our machine is old, we have to do the reconditioning and restore the equipment to prime operating condition. The equipment is cleaned and prepared for improved operation. 2-day TPM concepts. 2 key TPM concepts will be introduced. 5S, which we have discussed already, and autonomous maintenance. 5S program should be initiated, including both operators and maintenance personnel. The 5S is for maintenance personnel also. Capture the initial state of equipment on photographs. Clear the area of all unused items, including tools and components. Organize remaining tools and components onto shadow boards. Clean the equipment and surrounding area. Capture the improved state of equipment. Create a 5S checklist of the area. Schedule a periodic audit to verify the 5S checklist is followed. Update checklist to keep it current and relevant. Whatever we have discussed in 5S chapter, the same thing is implemented in case of maintenance, so that our tools are easily found within 30 seconds. Absolutely, tools are not lost. The machines are very clean, a place for everything and everything in its place. An autonomous maintenance program should be initiated. Build a consensus between operators and maintenance staff on recurring tasks that can be performed by operators, like lubrication. Training may be required. Document key inspection points. Replace opaque guards with transparent guards. Document all set points and their settings. Mark settings directly on the equipment. Document all lubrication points. Train operators to report anomalies. Schedule lubrication during changeovers or other planned stops. Create an autonomous maintenance checklist. Schedule a periodic audit to verify that the autonomous maintenance checklist is followed. Update the checklist to keep it current. Step 3. Start measuring OEE. What is OEE? Overall equipment efficiency or overall equipment effectiveness. A system is put into place to track OEE for the target equipment. This system can be manual, but it must include downtime reason, code tracking for every downtime reason. For most equipment, the largest losses are downtime. It is strongly recommended to categorize each downtime event to get a clear picture of where productive time is being lost. It is also recommended to include a category for unallocated downtime. That means other reasons. Downtime where the cause is not known. Providing a category for unallocated downtime is especially important with manually tracked OEE. It improves accuracy by providing operators with a safe option when the downtime reason is not clear. We will call it as miscellaneous or other losses. Data should be gathered for a minimum of 2 weeks to identify recurring reasons for equipment downtime and to identify the impact of small stops and slow cycles. Review the data during each shift to ensure that it is accurate and to verify that the true causes of downtime are being captured. The most significant causes of lost production time are addressed. The TPM concept of focused improvement, also known as Kaizen, which we have discussed already, based on equipment-specific OEE, that is overall equipment effectiveness, and downtime data, select one major loss to address. That means make a Pareto analysis of all causes and major loss is addressed. The major loss that is selected should be the largest source of downtime. Create a cross-functional team to address the problem. The team must include 4 to 6 staff members with the best equipment knowledge, best equipment experience, and likely to work well together. Collect detailed information on the symptoms, including observations, physical evidence, photographic evidence. Consider using an Ishikawa or fishbone diagram at the equipment to collect observations. Organize a structured problem-solving session to identify probable causes of the problem. Evaluate probable causes against the gathered information and identify the most effective fixes. Schedule planned downtime to implement the proposed fixes. If there is an existing change control process, be sure to utilize that process when implementing fixes. Restart production and determine the effectiveness of the fixes over an appropriate time period. If sufficiently effective, document any changes to procedures and move on to the next major loss. That means cause number one, then cause number two. Like that we should go from cause to cause. Else, collect additional information and organize another structured problem solving session. That means we should know what is the problem. We should codify the problem. We should make a Pareto analysis of the problems and one by one we should fix it. During this step, OEE data should continue to be carefully reviewed each shift to monitor the status of losses that have already been addressed as well as to monitor overall improvements in productivity. So, first thing what we discussed was downtime, which is very, very important as far as overall equipment effectiveness is concerned. Step 5, introduce proactive maintenance techniques. Proactive maintenance techniques are integrated into the maintenance program, TPM concept of planned maintenance. Identify all components that are candidates for proactive maintenance. Proactive means preventive maintenance as per the planned maintenance. Identify and document all components that undergo wear. Consider replacing wear components with low wear or no wear versions. Identify and document all components that are known to regularly fail. Consider utilizing thermography or vibration analysis, what we call it as machine signature. Vibration analysis to provide additional insights as to equipment stress points. Next, establish initial proactive maintenance intervals. For wear components, establish the current wear level and a baseline replacement interval. For failure prone components, establish a baseline failure interval. Consider utilizing thermography or vibration analysis. Create a baseline planned maintenance schedule that schedules proactive replacement of all wear and failure prone components. Consider using runtime rather than calendar time. Create a standard process for generating work orders based on the PM schedule. Create a feedback system for optimizing the maintenance intervals. Create a component log sheet for each wear and failure prone component. Record every instance of replacement along with information about the component condition at the time of replacement. Perform a monthly PM audit. PM means productive maintenance or preventive maintenance. A, verify that the PM schedule is being followed. It must be followed. Verify that the component log sheets are maintained. Review all new entries in the component log and adjust maintenance intervals where appropriate. Keep audits positive, motivational. Anytime there is an unscheduled component replacement, consider adjusting the maintenance interval. If the component is not on the PM schedule, consider adding it. Consider plotting data over time from thermography and vibration analysis to expose emerging problems and issues. Measuring effectiveness. We have understood now what is overall equipment effectiveness, that is OEE. Overall equipment effectiveness or efficiency, it is the performance indicator of the TPM that measures the equipment's effectiveness. One of the components of that effectiveness is downtime. We have seen it. The implementation of TPM increases the overall efficiency of the equipment. Please understand, implementation of total productive maintenance increases the overall efficiency of the equipment. It is also one of the KPIs in lean manufacturing. Overall equipment efficiency is the product of three components: uptime, cycle time, quality. How much is the uptime? That means how much is also downtime. There should not be any downtime. Machine should run for 100% of the time. That is what we need. Our maintenance should be so beautiful, so effective that we run the machine for 100% of the time, uptime. Then what is the cycle time? Cycle time as per the design of the machine is, let us say, 8 seconds. Are we running the machine at 8 seconds? Then it is very good. But if we are running the machine slow speed, then overall equipment effectiveness will come down. If downtime is more, then OE will come down. If cycle time is low, cycle time is more, if speed is low, then OE will be less. Quality, if the rejection in the produced parts is more, then OE will be less. That means if downtime is more, OE will be less. If cycle time is more, OE will be less. If quality is bad, OE will be less. So OEE, that is overall equipment efficiency, is product of uptime into speed percentage, quality percentage. If uptime is more, speed is more, quality is more, then OE will be better. TPM is systematic organization-wide effort to eliminate breakdowns. It includes equipment improvement through continuous maintenance. It is a blessing for the manufacturing units as they can save costs and deliver quality products. Hence, with total productive maintenance, organizations can become market leaders and enjoy profitability. It was developed to support TPM initiatives by accurately tracking progress towards achieving perfect production. An OEE score of 100% is a perfect production. An OEE score of 85% is world-class for discrete manufacturers. An OEE score of 60% is fairly typical for discrete manufacturers. An OEE score of 40% is not uncommon for manufacturers without TPM or lean programs. That means if you are having a culture of breakdown maintenance only and not TPM and not lean programs, then OEE will be less than 40% also. OEE consists of three underlying components, each of which maps to one of the TPM goals set out at the beginning of this topic, and each of which takes into account a different type of productivity loss. Measuring effectiveness, availability. Availability, what is availability? It is uptime. TPM goal is no breakdowns. Type of productivity loss is availability takes into account downtime loss, which includes all events that stop plant production for an appreciable length of time. Then performance. What is performance? No small stops or slow running, that means cycle time is more than required. Performance takes into account speed loss. That means if the machine is running at lower speed, it takes into account that. Then quality. No defects. If quality takes into account quality loss, which factors manufactured pieces that do not meet quality standards, including pieces that require rework. So OEE is perfect production. OEE takes into account all losses, downtime loss, speed loss, quality loss, resulting in measure of truly productive manufacturing time. As can be seen from the table, OEE is tightly coupled to the TPM goals of no breakdowns, no small stops or slow running, no defects. It is extremely important to measure OEE in order to expose, quantify productivity losses, in order to measure and track improvements resulting from TPM initiatives. Summary: today, with increasing competition and tough markets, TPM may decide the success or the failure of a company. TPM has been a proven program for many years, and organizations, especially into manufacturing, can adopt this methodology without any risk. Employees and upper management should be educated in TPM by the time it is rolled out. The organization should have long-term objectives for TPM. Majority of world's first-class manufacturing companies follow TPM as an integrated practice in their organizations and have been benefited. All these first-class component citizens, all these first-class corporate citizens have reported higher rates of productivity enhancements after implementing TPM. As baseline, almost all the companies who have adopted TPM have reported productivity enhancements close to 50% in many areas. Thank you.